All right, welcome back to Contact Talk Radio. Our next guest, Matthew James. Matthew James is the president of the American Pacific University Advanced Neurodynamics and the American Institute of Hypnotherapy. He was on with us last week, and this is another continuation of what we're doing here. We're doing a series with neuro-linguistic programming and advanced neurodynamics. They provide accelerated change technologies since 1982. And like everything else we have here on the show, it's another modality that we present here and that may or may not work for you, but it's up to you, because if you don't know about it, you know, the saying is, you don't know what you don't know. And here's another opportunity for us to find out what we don't know. Welcome back to the show, Matt.
Thank you very much for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
It's great to have you here. Now, today we're talking about hypnotherapy today.
Yes.
Now, let's talk about hypnotherapy. I mean, there's a few different kinds of hypnotherapy. You know, have you ever heard of the stage hypnotherapy, hypnotherapist, or not even a hypnotist, really, Ravine? I'm familiar with him, maybe not. He's a stage hypnotist. Is hypnotherapy anything like hypnotism?
Well, there are similarities, obviously, between the two, because they're both using the basic concepts of hypnosis.
Okay.
They're using the basic concepts of suggestibility, the unconscious mind, and the individual's ability to create hypnotic phenomena for themselves. The difference, obviously, would be that hypnosis, when done for a stage show, mm-hmm. is done for the entertainment purposes.
Right.
Hypnosis done from a therapeutic aspect are obviously done to have a focus on assisting a client in a behavioral change or for some other type of performance enhancement issue.
Okay. Now, my question for you then is that, you know, I had some hypnotism done on me one time through this fellow named Ravine. Which was interesting. He did an audience thing where you put your hands together and he said, okay, you can't take your hands apart. You know, basically that's how it is. And those of us in the audience that couldn't take our hands apart had to walk down to the backstage during one of their little breaks, and he would tap you on the head and all of a sudden your hands would come apart. Okay.
Well, that's a great example of a suggestibility test. And in the upcoming trainings that we're doing, we do go over suggestibility test, and we actually do break down a stage show, because and anyone that's listening that practices hypnotherapy knows that when a client comes in, the majority of the people out there, their introduction to hypnosis or their understanding of it may come from a stage show, or from what they've seen in the movies, maybe the Svengali approach where, you know, watch the watch as it swings back and forth.
Right.
The idea of mind control, or the stage hypnotist having control over individuals. So we absolutely have to demystify that and explain what's going on. The easiest way to explain it is that there are people that may be more suggestible or less suggestible than others.
Interesting.
Anyone who's more suggestible will obviously accept suggestions from anyone, not just a hypnotist or a hypnotherapist, a medical doctor, a psychologist, a psychiatrist, from advertising. I mean, how many times have you been sitting there late at night watching television
mm-hmm.
and an infomercial comes on and you're almost reaching for the phone?
Yeah, yeah.
That's an example of suggestibility.
Interesting.
Now, the way that the stage show really works is that the person gets up in front of the group and says, hey, we're here to have some fun. How many of you would like to have fun? And, you know, that's a great lead. And a lot of people will raise their hand and say, hey, I'd like to have fun. What the hypnotist is doing in a stage show is they're taking the audience through a series of suggestions in order to achieve a specific result, to show other people hypnotic phenomena or to be entertaining. I've done stage shows before. I usually do them at the end of our longer trainings. They're a lot of fun, and they're a great way of demonstrating it, but there's no control.
Yeah.
At no point does the hypnotist have control over someone else. One way to equate it is the people that get up on stage, they really wanted to be there.
Right.
In a party, they would be the people hogging the karaoke machine and singing to everyone really loud or with a lampshade on their head in the party.
That would be me.
That would be you.
That would be me. I did a stage thing where I went on stage one time with Ravine a second time around, and I held my finger in the wall for for almost an hour because I thought the water was going to come out of the thin air. You know, so it was very interesting. I'm standing there holding my finger up in the midair, and he kept looking over me and saying, "Now don't take your finger out, otherwise we're going to flood the stage." And right. I'm like, "Okay, sure, no problem." You know, not even aware of what was going on. I at some point I felt kind of powerless too. Upon afterthoughts of it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that can happen afterwards. That can happen. An individual can leave the stage show feeling like, "Wow, that person I was." Under their control or the suggestion they were giving me when they realized that they weren't real.
Right.
When they were following through. And so as a positive suggestion, I always say to the people when I do a stage show as a demonstration of hypnotic phenomena,
mm-hmm.
is I say to them, now look at how powerful your unconscious mind is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just think that you're able to imagine that water was going to be flowing out on the stage and you kept your finger there.
Yeah, for an hour.
That absolutely shows you how powerful your unconscious mind is. And imagine if you set your mind to believe that you could do anything.
Now,
if you could let go of negative emotions just like that so easily. You have that ability, that power, that focus. And so although that example was not real,
yeah.
the example of how powerful your unconscious mind is real.
And that's what I thought from it, too, was exactly the same thing, how powerful is our unconscious mind.
Well, my question is why you went up a second time.
I wanted the attention. What can I tell you?
Wanted the attention. Yeah. Wanted the limelight.
Wanted the limelight. Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. I was trying to impress a girl, if you must know the truth.
I'll figure.
Yeah. It's long ago. Way before you. Anyways, Matt, let me ask you something, because I've talked to many people, and they say, well, you know, hypnotherapy is really, really popular, but it's popular from the sense that... and this is a question that came up through an email because they wanted to address this. That's popular from the sense that there's a lot of people doing it. They're wondering, how popular actually is it because it actually works? Is it popular because there's a lot of people that are doing it, there's lots of talk about it, or is it popular because it actually does work?
I would say that the answer is both. I wish there was more people out there doing it,
mm-hmm.
Which is why we run trainings, which is
yeah.
why we do what we do. Because we believe in getting this information out to as many people as possible.
Right.
Now, as we begin to talk about hypnotherapy, I got to point out, and I'm very respectful of everyone's views. In any field, you're going to find people who have opposing views from another person in the field. My own personal belief is that, and my students, I hopefully adopt this belief, which is that we need to work with other individuals out there.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard hypnotists or hypnotherapists say, do hypnosis, and then you can fill in the blank.
Right.
For me, that doesn't really work. I've worked with medical doctors in working with psychiatrists or psychologists in order to assist a client in getting the best possible change.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe in working with other people. That's the first thing. Does it work? The answer is yes. It works, and it works because it's tapping into the resources that you have inside. The
mm-hmm.
medical establishment, the more Western approach to assisting people in achieving better health or to alleviating symptomology has begun to come around full circle to the point of realizing that the mind plays a role in achieving physiological change.
So do you think then that this is something that's really deep within our cellular memory?
I think that it can affect the cellular memory.
Okay.
I've read a lot on quantum physics, and I'm a big fan of the movie What the Bleep. I mean, what a fantastic example of how thinking
yeah.
absolutely affects the physiology.
Sure, sure.
I remember being a kid growing up because, I mean, as you pointed out to the audience last week, my father's Tad James.
Yeah.
So I remember growing up, and, you know, I'm in high school, and I'm sitting in the back of the room, and my dad's running a training, and he says, now, stress affects the body. And this is back in the early 80s, and someone raises their hand and says, there's no proof of that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't argue about that anymore. I don't see people in our audience anymore saying, stress doesn't affect the body. People know that stress, things like negative emotions, your thinking can affect your body, even down to the cellular level.
You know, having said that, Matt, it's amazing to me that we still get stressed out, even though we know this. You know, even though we know that stress affects the body, yet we let ourselves get stressed out. So my question then, is hypnotherapy going to assist us in releasing this stress so we never have to get stressed out again?
It's not that you'll never get stressed out again. It's that you'll know how to deal with it.
Okay.
It's you're learning the skills. You're learning to tap into what is already there and your ability to shift your thinking, to change your beliefs. Now, in the hypnotherapy weekend, we approach it from the aspect of teaching you the two biggest requests that we get, which are stop smoking and weight loss. So we go over stop smoking and weight loss to show the example of how powerful the unconscious mind is, how powerful the individual is with their thinking. So that when a person, if you were going to be assisting someone who was getting over some sort of physiological issue or physiological problem, and you were working in conjunction with a medical doctor, well, when I work with clients like that, just their thinking alone can speed up the healing process, can speed up the remission of a disease or the shifting on a physiological level of what's going on. It's not the hypnosis alone, and it's not just about positive thinking. It's about tapping into the deepest level, the unconscious mind, and getting in touch with the resources to make that change.
Okay. Having said that, is there a duality? Because you mentioned not to have a positive thinking. Is there a duality in that? Are we working through the polarity of negative versus positive? Because, you know, a lot of people talk about not we can't get rid of the negative energy or the negative thoughts. It's how we deal with them. Is this what you're talking about?
I believe that people can create, this may go a little bit esoteric, but I believe that people can create whatever they want in their life. And so if a person believes that they have to have negative thoughts, they will create things in their life to prove that they need negative thoughts. Now, I'm not saying negative thoughts don't exist. Of course negative thoughts exist. The idea is that if you just focus on a positive, but you don't take care of what's really the deeper issue, you haven't changed anything. You're just covering it up. My mom always used to say, if you don't have anything nice to say,
don't say anything at all.
Don't say anything at all. Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, if you always say something nice, but in your mind you're thinking the negative thought, that negative thought will be what you focus on and what you create for yourself.
Right, right.
So just saying it positively doesn't necessarily make it positive.
Okay, and now is this something that people are going to learn at this hypnotherapy certification course that's being held in Vancouver, Washington, or in Seattle?
Well, really, I mean, people are only going to be there from Friday night through Sunday, so it's only a 2.5-day course. So there's not, it's not like we can go over every single aspect of the unconscious mind.
Right.
This is a very good introduction and has assisted hundreds, thousands of people getting started in this field, whether it's for their own personal development or for working with other individuals.
Well, listen, I want to give out some information here, first of all, because you're offering something to our listeners, which I think is just a really nice, glad-free gift of love. Now, we're offering this to the third caller today. We're offering other things here too. You guys are just, you know, Helen and your crew down at NLP are just an amazing bunch of people. Helen especially, I know you're listening and I really love working with you and I really appreciate your energy, Helen. Thank you.
Helen's fantastic.
She is a great lady. First of all, she sent me an email yesterday. You're offering, the third caller that calls into the studio today, the third caller, 425-649-1112, a free attendance to the certification course in clinical hypnotherapy. And this is, they can either take the one in Vancouver, Washington, which is this weekend, February 4th through the 6th, or they can do the February 11th to the 13th. Now, the registration fee is $495 at the door. Full registration price is $395. For the third caller today, you're giving it to them for free.
Yes, we are.
You are an amazing man.
Thank you.
That's really generous of you to do that for the third caller. Now, last week we talked about timeline therapy.
Yes, we did.
How we talk about timeline, it goes along with hypnotherapy. Now, this is
wonderful. They are related fields, and they do draw on the same basic principles of the unconscious mind.
Yeah.
and of tapping into those resources that everyone has inside them.
Exactly. Now, and I've talked about timeline therapy, and I, in fact, in the past few weeks, have shared a couple of stories of timeline therapy, and I don't know if I shared that story of the movie theater with you. If I haven't, then maybe I should. Helen phones me up or emails me yesterday, calls me actually. She says, for every person who calls the office, the 1-800 number, for every person that calls today, and here's hearing your interview, every person, you're going to give them a timeline therapy CD to assist them with goal setting.
We have a wonderful CD that is basically a short induction, and it utilizes the principles of hypnosis, NLP, timeline therapy mm-hmm. to assist the client in setting their goals.
Okay.
It's very beneficial to assist them when they have a goal, something that they want to focus on to achieve.
Right.
This CD is a great induction to bring those resources to you in order to create your goal.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, folks, is I'm going to give out the 800 number because there's just we don't have enough people here to take your calls for this free CD. So what you're going to do is you're going to call this 1-800 number, and for every caller that calls in during the show or all day, but during the show especially because Helen's got people standing by, 1-800-800-6463. That's 1-800-800-6463. Every person that calls is going to get that timeline therapy CD. You see, I love timeline therapy, and I'm going to come, when we come back from this commercial break, Matt, share a story about timeline therapy. I think it's just one of the most amazing modalities when it comes to working on yourself, because it can really, there's so much to it. So when we come back,
it is a great modality.
It is.
Yeah,
so when we come back, more with Matt James. The two workshops that are happening February 4th to the 6th in Vancouver, Washington this weekend, hypnotherapy certification in Seattle as well, February 11th through the 13th. Give a call to the 800 number, 800-800-6463. For every call that calls in, you're going to get a timeline therapy CD. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to move onward and upward physically, emotionally, and spiritually? Shift happens through professional coaching with Brenda Miller. Begin your journey of self-exploration and learning. Join certified professional coach Brenda in a client coach partnership. For more information, call Brenda at 206-529-8282 or visit www.brendamiller.org. That's brendamiller.org.
I was looking for a caring, compassionate, and holistic dentist when I heard of Dr. Stickney from my naturopath. You know about me, I've had some bad dental experiences in the past, so I put off going to the dentist. As soon as I stepped into Dr. Stickney's office, though, I felt a lot calmer. His team was warm and caring, and they put me at ease right away. During my exam, Dr. Stickney explained everything he was doing and why he was doing it. You know, I even had the opportunity to see my teeth as he looked at them with a small camera. And because he only sees one patient at a time, I didn't feel rushed, and he answered all the questions I had. He treated me with respect regarding my views on alternative health and is willing to work with my health care providers. I'll be going back to Dr. Stickney for all my dental work. I'll tell you, he's earned my trust, and I'm sure he'll earn yours, too. Give him a call today at 206-728-1330. The number again is 206-728-1330. Or visit his website at seattledentalcare.com.
The word has gotten out that the Seattle Weekly has a section called the Mind, Body, Spirit section printing on the third week of each month. This section of the Seattle Weekly offers you all kinds of services, ranging from the natural beauty products to energy healing and much, much more. For more information about the Seattle Weekly, call Jesse directly at 206-467-4303. That's 206-467-4303. Pick up a copy of the Seattle Weekly at a location near you.
Let psychic Cindy Evans help you talk to those you love on the other side. Cindy gives very clear, direct, and gentle readings. For over 20 years, Cindy provides highly accurate, intuitive insight about everything from love to career to travel and more. To book your private reading with Cindy, call 503-591-9819 or visit her website at www.jcevens.com. www.gentlereadings.net. That's www.gentlereadings.net. Integrated Energy Therapy, or IET, is the art of healing with the pure energy of the angels. Empower your life and health by painlessly awakening and releasing core cellular memory patterns and energy blocks. IET healing sessions with Diane Ruth Shoemaker will help you get the issues out of your tissues. IET practitioner classes are forming now. Call Diane Ruth Shoemaker at 360-412-5433 or log on to CelestialWellspring.com. That's 360-412-5433. CelestialWellspring.com.
Okay, so you're talking with some friends about personal growth, and you hear this new and interesting word that grabs your attention, and you're thinking, what is that anyway, and how do I find out about it? All you need to do is log in to www.contactradio.info and go to their resource directory. You'll find listings from acupuncture to Zen and everything in between. That's www.contactradio.info's resource directory. Maybe you're saying, I don't have access to the internet. Well, then just give Contact a call and ask those who are in the know at 425-649-1112. That's 425-649-1112 and get in touch with what matters to you.
When that little light shines all around us,
let that feeling go and get hypnotherapy today with Matt James. That's who our guest is today. We're doing a training, hypnotherapy certification, Vancouver, Washington, February 4th and 6th this weekend, or in Seattle, February 11th through the 13th. Now, and also, you know, Matt and Helen and everybody down at the office, they're so generous, but you guys are giving away a Timeline Therapy CD for every caller that calls your office today. 1-800-800-6463.
That's, if you're driving, the easy way to remember that is 800-800-MIND.
That's right.
M-I-N-D,
there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. 800-800-MIND. If you're driving and you can't write it down, but call their office, get yourself that Timeline Therapy CD. Timeline Therapy. I just love Timeline Therapy, and I'm going to share a quick story with you, Matt. And it was upon a story that the guest told some time ago, a few weeks back, and I remember as a child someone coming up to me and saying everything's going to be all right, it'll work itself out.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out to be me.
Oh, how neat.
I remember myself doing that to myself in some kind of timeline thing, you know? I mean, it was just, it was really bizarre, but I'd forgotten that it was me until just the past few weeks. It just triggered something. Somebody said something about Timeline Therapy, and I just triggered that thought. Now, you know, maybe it was me, maybe it wasn't me, but I distinctly remember my face, my older face, seeing my older self. You know,
That's awesome.
It was really quite amazing. And I ended up doing a great amount of healing just in that moment. So Timeline Therapy is an absolutely phenomenal way of working through issues. Now let's talk about hypnotherapy certification. Why would we want to get certified in hypnotherapy? When can we use it? I mean, is this for people who want to be, become a hypnotherapist, or is it something we can use in our home privately with our loved ones or with ourselves? Can we hypnotize ourselves for that matter?
Sure. The answer to all of that is yes.
Okay. Explain.
The answer to your question is yes.
Yeah, okay, thanks, Matt.
No problem. I don't mean to make it too simple there. Really, it's for anyone. The people that come to our trainings include individuals who want to get more in touch with their own ability to create change in their life, that want to learn how to do self-hypnosis. It doesn't go over in detail self-hypnosis, but we do, during the course, explain to the individual how to put themselves in trance.
Yeah.
So it teaches you how to put yourself in trance, how to give yourself suggestions, how to create that ability to, on your own, tap into those resources. We also teach you how to work with another individual, how to do basic hypnotherapy approaches like stop smoking, weight loss, when to do hypnotherapy, when not to do hypnotherapy.
Well,
a marketing plan, how to market yourself, and how if someone wants to do this and actually set up a practice, how to do that, how to work with other individuals, how to go about being in compliance with the laws in the state of Washington.
Hmm.
It sounds like it's really comprehensive, Matt, that you go through each step in order for people to understand the stages and what's necessary with hypnosis.
Yes, yes. So it starts from the most basic. And I've had people that have attended the course that have already been trained in hypnosis or hypnotherapy and say, what a fantastic approach to hypnosis. Because in the training, we go over the Krasner method, which makes the approach to hypnosis very easy. It's an 8-step approach. It creates a simplistic way of approaching the client in order to begin the trance, how to begin the whole intervention, how to set it up with the client, how to demystify hypnosis, because when the client comes to you and says, I've only seen a stage show, how to answer those questions, how to set up the induction, how to set up the trance, how to do the suggestions. It goes through all of these steps in order for the person, when they leave there, to feel very confident to be able to do some really basic hypnotherapy approaches.
You know, I think this is an important aspect, because when it comes to here you have somebody that maybe want to become a practitioner and actually do this for a living and be of service, like in this fashion. Taking a course like this is going to generate certainly other things that come up. Now, how do you deal with personal issues with ourselves? Do you deal with that in the course as well? Because, you know, you may be sitting with somebody and all of a sudden you've got a personal issue or a judgment regarding the person you're working with. How do you get through that?
Oh, sure. That can happen to anyone.
Yeah.
That can absolutely happen to anyone. And for some people, that can take more training.
Mm-hmm.
For some people, that can just be about working on themselves. We do teach you in the course how to apply these techniques to yourself. We do go over that. We do explain that.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're saying is a really great example of what can happen to anyone out there practicing in mm-hmm. this field, which mm-hmm. is, the client sitting across from you, they say something, and then you have a judgment that comes up about that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. We absolutely go over what to do or what resources are available for individuals.
Now, with hypnotherapy, we're obviously tapping into the unconscious mind. When we're working with hypnotherapy, there is always some fear that comes up for people. And I'd like you to get your perspectives of fear, of where this fear comes from, of being vulnerable enough. And you know, there's so many things that can happen because we're afraid to see ourselves in our true light sometimes.
Well, are you talking about the fear of the person going into trance, or are you talking about
fear of things coming up?
The fear of the things that will come up when you do.
Fear of the things that come up.
Oh, yeah, that can happen. I mean, when a person's coming to see me for hypnosis or a hypnotherapy intervention, then I always do my best to explain what's going to be occurring, to set up a safe environment, and to make sure that they know that I'm going to be there for them to assist them in getting through this.
Yeah, yeah.
Hypnosis, timeline therapy, NLP, these techniques do not delve into what the problem is. They don't necessarily associate the client. A client can associate into a problem, obviously.
Right.
They can get into their fear, but we don't go into the details of the problem or what's occurring.
Okay,
with hypnosis, we're really tapping into the resources at the unconscious level. We're tapping into the resources that the individual has and assisting them in making the change.
So
our focus is on creating the change.
Our thoughts, Matt, we have such monkey minds. You know, we really do. We have such monkey minds as human beings. Our thoughts can go in so many different directions. I mean, you know, from a conversation that Lucia had some time ago, we were talking about thoughts. And so, you know, one thought that Lucia put out there was, you know, what would happen if I opened my car door to a cyclist that was just cycling, minding his own business?
But
these thoughts come up. What do we do with these thoughts with hypnotherapy? How can hypnotherapy work with these thoughts? Because the unconscious mind has a billion thoughts a second. And I mean, these thoughts come up, and oh boy, you know, we go into judgment. We're you know, of our own thoughts. So how can hypnotherapy work with these monkey mind thoughts that come up?
Well, when the individual learns how to do self-hypnosis from a brainwave perspective is very similar to doing meditation.
Okay.
I've done both. I've been trained in meditation in a variety of different fields from the age of five. And I can tell you that while there are some subtle differences, there is a similarity between self-hypnosis and meditation, which is that it gets you really in touch with your ability to focus.
Yeah.
So your thoughts then become very clear. Your thoughts then become very focused on what it is that you want. Not
right.
to say that those crazy thoughts don't pop in your head anymore, but you have more control over that thinking, that ability to focus in on something. And that can happen through self-hypnosis. That can happen because the question is, where do those thoughts come from?
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know. Where do these thoughts come from? Because, I mean,
they come from the unconscious mind.
You know, but I mean, even the negative thoughts, Matt, because the negative thoughts, let's just take it there for a second. The negative thoughts, like, you know, how to control these negative thoughts? I mean, obviously not gonna be malicious to anybody unless we want to be and we're just angry people, then certainly you're gonna be malicious. But where do these thoughts come from and why do they even bother coming up in the first place?
Well, there's a lot of different theories on where they come from and why they come up. And obviously, with each individual thought, you could look at it from a different perspective. The
yeah.
way I like to think about it is that the unconscious mind will present things to you in order for you to resolve them. So, if I'm walking along and all of a sudden a whole bunch of fear comes up, from a hypnotherapy, from an NLP timeline therapy perspective, we look at that as the unconscious mind, and this is one of the prime directives of the unconscious mind, which you learn in the training, the unconscious mind presents to you an issue in order for you to resolve it. So when one of those crazy thoughts occurs or one of those emotions bubble up to the surface, that's just your unconscious mind saying, hey, you're ready to deal with this. You have the tools to deal with it. Or it could be a message from the unconscious mind. Where's your focus?
You know something, this actually makes a lot of sense because that was my thought that came up. It's like, you know, the split second thought of opening the door where the cyclist comes by. I bicycle, and my biggest fear is somebody's going to open the door when I'm riding by their car. And
right.
so it makes sense for that thought to come up because it's either a fear of living in a mean-spirited world or just a fear of, you know, accidents happen. So,
sure,
so that makes a lot of sense.
Exactly. Your unconscious mind could have just been saying, hey, the next time you cycle, make sure that you're focusing on the people in front of you, the cars in front of you.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
let's take this to an extreme for a second.
Okay.
I really want
to...
I love
their
extreme,
math.
By the way.
Okay.
I do my trainings all the time. Someone asks a question, and I say, let's take that to an extreme.
Okay,
so
let's take this
answer.
To an extreme. We have the Green River Killer here in Washington. I'm
yeah.
going to go there.
Okay.
Here's a guy who's killed 60-some-odd people, proven to kill 48 women. More possibly, he just hasn't admitted to them. Now, my thought is, and the reason I'm bringing this up, because I just was watching a special on him the other night on 60 Minutes or some news program, because I'm curious about people like this. My mind just wants to understand this more. And I'm thinking to myself, what was his thought prior to his first killing?
What was
like,
the fear?
What was the
fear?
Motivation? What was the thought? What's the motivation behind this? Where did this thought come from? And how did we not take action on this? Because, you know, I've talked to many friends. And I know there's friends out there that have thoughts. I mean, I grew up, I was in the Army for 4 years. And I'll tell you. You know, they train you to kill, and your mind goes there. Can I kill this person? Oh, I want to kill this person. You don't
right.
follow through with it. You don't take the action. But people are taking action on these thoughts. Can hypnosis deal with these kind of thoughts?
That's one of the very first things we talk about in our training. And one of the very first things that I say to the individuals is that hypnosis is not mind control. Hypnosis is not my ability to walk in and make someone do something, because I got to tell you point blank, Cameron, if hypnosis was the ability for me to control other individuals,
yeah,
it's not that I think that what I do isn't worth my time. It's that I would be doing something a little bit larger than what it is that I'm doing. I'd be going into jails. I'd be going into prisons. If
right.
I had that control over someone,
yeah,
I'd grab someone by the head and say, be a good person.
Yeah.
I'd go into the governments. I'd go into nations and say, you know, why are we at war? I mean, I don't want to get political here.
No.
If I had that control, I would be doing something at a much larger level. I mean,
yeah.
hypnosis just doesn't have the ability to forcibly change someone else.
Right.
There's a saying in hypnosis, which is all hypnosis is self-hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is that even when I'm sitting there, if I did an induction with you, Cameron or Lucia,
mm-hmm.
if I did an induction with either of you, even though you're listening to my voice, I'm not actually hypnotizing you. You're following instructions and hypnotizing yourself.
Well, that was one point that I wanted to bring up. I mean, I can go into trance whenever I want to, but the thing is, though, from the perspective of zoning out, just completely zoning out and having to be snapped back on, hey, Lucia, I was talking to you. You know, something from that nature. But
right.
how do we get to a place to where we're not automatically zoning out and we're zoning in?
Well, that can just take, well, hypnosis is zoning in. Hypnosis
exactly.
is zoning in on the inside, internally,
mm-hmm.
focusing on the self. And that's when there are times where it is good to have someone outside you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I do self-hypnosis and zone myself through the floor, I might just fall asleep. I mean,
exactly.
that's not really hypnosis,
right.
then that's called sleep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, I mean, in these examples, I wouldn't be able to go and control someone. I wouldn't be able to go in and have control
mm-hmm.
and... When you have someone outside you, they're able to guide you. I like to refer to myself when doing hypnosis with another individual as being a tour guide.
Right.
I'm giving you a guided tour of the unconscious mind.
Yeah.
But it's up to the individual to follow the instructions.
Interesting.
It's not up to me
yeah.
to do anything to them. So with the example of the horrific crimes that have occurred with this individual, there's nothing that I could do to them to get them to change it. Now, you'd have to get more psychological, and I've done a lot of trainings in things like forensic hypnosis, and I also have a background in criminal justice.
Well, that's why I asked the question, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. I've recently done a lot of, there's a great hypnotist in the state of Texas by the name of Marks Howell, and I've recently taken some fantastic trainings with him, and he's a, he was an inspector down there and used forensic hypnosis in hundreds and hundreds of cases, and he does criminal profiling. And I mean, you can get into the psyche
yeah.
of what's going on. The thing is that most hypnotherapists, they want to ask a question, why did this person do it?
Right.
What I've been trained is, look, the person did it. Are they now, and if you are willing to work with the individual, if you have a hypnotist or a hypnotherapist that says, I will work with this individual, can the hypnotist get beyond their own judgments about it?
Good
yeah.
point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And assist the person in creating change. I don't know if I would be able to, given my background.
Right.
Well, isn't there an ethics there as well, that if you do have judgment around it and you do have charge around it, that it's really not in the best interest for you to be working with that client in the first place?
Exactly. If you go in with a preconceived idea that the person doesn't have the ability to change, then the person won't create any change.
Right.
Right. You have to believe in what you're doing, and the other person has to believe in what you're doing and what they're choosing to do as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. Listen, I want to give out some information again, Matt, because it's been a while since we gave it out. You're giving away, for every caller that calls the 800 number, a timeline therapy CD.
A wonderful CD to assist people in their goal setting and in their... In their ability to create or draw to them the resources that they need to create their goals.
Now, goal setting, what you're talking about there with the CD, it could be any goal, whether it's finding a job, whether it's creating a relationship, whether it's wanting more money, whether it's quit smoking, whether it's quit drinking, whether it's whatever your goal is, correct?
Exactly.
Okay. So by calling the 1-800 number, 800-800-6463, call your friends, tell them to phone. The 800 number, because every call that calls in, the 800 number, 1-800-800-6463 or 800-800-MIND, you will receive a timeline therapy. They'll send you one in the mail.
Make sure that you mention that you heard the radio program.
No, that's right. Mention you heard the radio program. So when you phone your friends, tell them to say
Contact Talk Radio.
That's right.
Contact Talk Radio.
Yeah. And you're doing a hypnotherapy certification course coming up this weekend in Vancouver, Washington.
Yes, we
February are. 4th and 6th. So for those of you that are listening to us in the Portland area or the Vancouver, Washington area, that's a good place for you to go to is Vancouver, Washington. For those of you that are listening to us on the West Coast, hypnotherapy certification in Seattle, February 11th and the 13th. That's happening. Now, also, you've got some other trainings around the world. What we recommend is people go to your website, and that would be www.nlp.com, NLP.com. It would be the
there's
website.
There's a schedule there. You can see we have upcoming trainings in the Seattle area and the Portland area.
Yeah.
Coming up later on this year. We've been coming up to Seattle, and I got to tell you, I love Seattle. We've been coming up there for, I think,
oh, you're just saying that, Matt. Come on. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I said it was Seattle. The last time I was on the program, I think that every time I've gone to Seattle, it's been beautiful and sunny.
Well, you know, you're on the air with us right now, and it's beautiful and sunny.
It's beautiful and sunny right now. So there
you
go.
You guys are kidding. And I have friends that moved from Hawaii to Seattle, and they call me and say it's raining all the time. I think it's a conspiracy. I think you guys say that so...
Well,
not as many people move there.
And you guys just had a storm, too, so there you go.
And it's raining over here in Hawaii. So
and you lost
nice,
your phone service.
And
you lost your phone service, no less.
Yeah, at home, yeah, we did.
So give out that 800 number one more time for the Timeline Therapy CDs that Matt's so generously giving away.
Every caller that calls 1-800-800-6463 will receive a Timeline Therapy CD, and try Timeline for yourself.
Oh, I love Timeline Therapy. Oh, my God.
February 4th through the 6th in Vancouver, Washington. February 11th through the 13th in Seattle, Washington. Hypnotherapy certification. Give them a call to find out more information about that, or go visit their website, NLP.com. We will be right back.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long.
Imagine listening to guests like Deepak Chopra, Marianne Williamson, Dr. Wayne Dyer, Dr. Fred Allen Wolf, and Doreen Virtue whenever you want. Now, Contact Talk Radio members can listen to streaming audio of any CTR show from 2002 to present, on demand, or can choose to download shows for listening on the go. Sign up now for only $36 a year. That's only $3 a month to have your favorite speakers at your fingertips. Just log on to www.contactradio.info. That's www.contactradio.info and click on Guests. Sign up today and have access 24/7 to those speakers that move, motivate, and inspire you to reach your unlimited self.
Downloading of any program is for personal use only. Distribution not allowed. Join us February 11th and 12th for a fascinating opportunity to work with one of the country's top psychic mediums, John Holland, where you will learn to awaken your psychic strengths. This is an intensive weekend workshop to develop your intuitive skills. John will teach you how being a psychic works, understanding auras and chakras, and how to put the psychic to work. For more information on this weekend workshop, call 206-365-0400 or visit www.discoveru.org. That's discover.org.
Okay, so you're talking with some friends about personal growth, and you hear this new and interesting word that grabs your attention, and you're thinking, what is that anyway, and how do I find out about it? All you need to do is log in to www.contactradio.info and go to their resource directory. You'll find listings from acupuncture to Zen and everything in between. That's www.contactradio.info's resource directory. Maybe you're saying, I don't have access to the internet. Well, then just give Contact a call and ask those who are in the know at 425-649-1112. That's 425-649-1112 and get in touch with what matters to you.
Hi, I'm Robin Grinnell, owner of Canine Behavior Center. If you wish to enhance your relationship with your dog, we at Canine Behavior Center are here to help. We will teach you how to train and communicate with your faithful friend in order to have a loving and harmonious relationship. Canine Behavior Center offers classes in 8 locations around the Puget Sound area. We also do private training and behavior modification in your home. For more information on how we can assist you and your dog, please call 1-888-226-4638. That's 888-226-4638. Or visit us at www.caninebcenter.com. That's CanineBcenter.com. Sit, Katie, stay. Good girl.
For a no-holds-barred intuitive reading, you'll want to call Cameron Steele. Cameron is an intuitive visionary that has been on his spiritual path for over 3 decades. Since he was a young child, Cameron has been able to see energy and auras around all life forms. He sees his gift as a way to help others explore and navigate the hurdles that life can present. To book your private reading with Cameron, call 425 425- 425-649-1112. That's 425-649-1112. Or visit intuitivevisions.com. That's intuitivevisions.com.
Earn your certificate in clinical hypnotherapy in a 3-day accelerated workshop February 11th, 12th, and 13th in Seattle. You will learn the latest techniques in hypnosis and hypnotherapy to stimulate desired changes in motivational behavior and much more. For more information and to enroll, call American Pacific University at 1-800-634-9766. That's 1-800-634-9766 now. Or visit our website at www.ampac.edu. That's www.ampac.edu.
Of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read.
Do you like pina coladas? Well, if you're in Hawaii, you might like pina coladas.
That's right.
And that's where our next guest, that's where our guest, of course, is. If you just joined with us, we're talking, of course, with Matt James from Advanced Neurodynamics, which provides accelerated change technologies since 1982. A founder, of course, is Tad James. Matt James is his wonderful son. And I tell you, Matt, you are just one of the, you know, you're so informative of all the things that are positive, and you've done so much work in your own life. Just to refresh people's memory of who you are the president of the American Pacific University Advanced Neurodynamics and the American Institute of Hypnotherapy. You're committed to lifelong learning as reflected in your many degrees. You are an undergraduate degree in criminal justice administration, business management, a master's degree in organizational management from the University of Phoenix, and a doctorate degree in clinical hypnotherapy from the American Institute of Hypnotherapy. You are also currently working on your PhD in psychology. Now, how old are you?
How old am I? 33.
Oh, shut up.
I can't remember.
Oh, my God. I can't. Matt, I'm just astounded. I want to say I'm so proud of you.
Thank
but,
you.
You know, I don't know how to say that without sounding like a, you know, I don't know. It just, I'm very impressed with your education.
With
your education.
No offense to it at all. Thank
yeah,
you so
I'm just
much.
Very impressed with your education. You know, it helps.
I
to
get
have
up in front of people and I tell people that they need to learn more about themselves.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't feel good telling people to do that if I didn't do it myself.
Yeah.
So I'm constantly adding to my knowledge, and that, I mean, I admit it benefits the people that I teach. It benefits
yeah.
my students, but it benefits me. It
yeah.
gets me more in touch with what's going on inside myself so I can make things better in my life. Honestly.
Well, you know, you're a trainer of NLP, hypnosis, timeline therapy, and HUNA.
Yes.
Now you started, of course, co-training with your father. Now, so you were actually on your own path even before you started going with your father.
I've been doing a variety of different things from a very early age. My
yeah.
my mom taught me how to meditate when I was 5.
You know, I have to ask you a question about that, Matt. You know, we've got an almost 4-year-old, and I don't know that I could keep him sitting still to meditate. How did she do that?
Oh, my mom gave me a task, Lucia. My mom gave. She, I begged her because I used to sneak in the bedroom and then see them meditating.
Uh huh.
And finally, when I was about 5, she told me what they were doing, and I said, oh, you have to teach me. She said, you have to sit still for 30 minutes and not talk, and then I'll think about it. And I did it for 30 minutes, and I about freaked out. My nickname in preschool was Motor Mouth, and I had to keep it shut for 30 minutes. I tell you.
I let Jaden play with my pendulum, but you know, because he's very
yeah.
interested in it. But it's one of those things that's like, I don't know that I could get him to sit down for that long.
Yeah.
my parents never forced me into this. My parents
yeah.
never sat there and said, Matt, you need to do NLP. Your dad does NLP.
Well,
yeah.
there's a difference
HUNA,
there.
Your dad does HUNA. I want to do this on my own.
Yeah.
Well, and that's
just,
the difference. You asked for it. So,
yeah.
and
yes,
that's
I did.
And that's the difference there, not having it forced on you. So
yeah.
I love that. I love the
yeah.
story.
That's a great story. Well, listen, you're doing a training this weekend, hypnotherapy certification in Seattle.
Yes, we are.
February 11th through the 13th. And then in Vancouver, Washington this weekend from February 4th to the 6th. Now, if people want to find out more information about this workshop and they want to do it, the hypnotherapy certification, there's a number of calls you can call. And, of course, for every person that does call, and congratulations by who's the winner.
Oh, yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations to John from Renton.
John from Renton, right?
Yeah.
On. John, you
he goes, this is a training? No way. Got it.
Cool.
John, have a great time at the training.
Yes.
Yeah. 1-800-800-6463 for every caller that calls that number. 800-800-6463. You're going to receive a Timeline Therapy CD. Courtesy of Matt James. 1-800-800-6463.
I highly recommend these.
Totally.
Timeline therapy is one of my favorite modalities.
Well, timeline therapy works along the lines of quantum physics, and we don't find today talk about quantum physics so much with you today, but the next time we will.
That would be nice if we could talk about that.
Yeah, the next show we'll talk to you about that, and you're going to be on with us next Wednesday, conveniently enough, at 10 a.m., February 9th. 1-800-800-6463 is the number to call to find out more information, or NLP.com. That's NLP.com.
And next week, maybe we can do another giveaway for the Seattle Hypnosis Training.
Oh,
sure.
Sounds great.
Sounds good. Sounds good to me. Just briefly, the hypnotherapy certification course, can you refresh people and let us know what they're going to learn from that?
Sure, absolutely. During the hypnotherapy course, what you're going to learn is you're going to learn the Krasner method to hypnotherapy. You're going to learn how to take someone from having no idea of what hypnotherapy is all the way through an induction, an intervention, and follow-up. We also talk about how to market yourself. We go into how to apply this to yourself. If you're not interested in working with other individuals, if that's not what your goal is, we teach you how to apply this to yourself.
Okay.
And basically how to begin to tap into the resources that you have at the unconscious level.
You
have inside you so that you can create things in your life that you want.
I was going to say, even if you don't want to practice this on other people, the knowledge that you gain from this will be just phenomenal.
Oh, sure. The majority of people that I think come to our trainings are doing it for personal growth and development.
Interesting.
Even though we teach you and you do an exercise, you do a full exercise where you work with another individual. There are many people that come to this training that just want to be there for themselves. And so the training is geared for all those different approaches, the personal growth and development, the working with other individuals. We make sure that the training is geared in that way so everyone benefits from it.
Well, it's phenomenal work that you're doing, Matt, and I really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing with us. We're going to continue this conversation and get more into next week a quantum physical perspective, as well as covering some other items that we never got to cover today. And next week, if you want to give away something like a training again, absolutely, you're more than welcome to do that. Today, they're giving away the Timeline Therapy for every caller that calls 1-800-800-6463. And if you can't remember 6463, remember this, 1-800-800-MIND, M-I-N-D, MIND.
M-I-N-D, MIND.
800-800-MIND, and that will, for every caller that calls them today, will get a Timeline Therapy CD. It's just a wonderful, that's probably one of the best methods out there next to whatever it is that I'm doing a lot of different things. So, you know, it's a great method.
Well, I appreciate your endorsement of it and having me on the show.
You bet.
Fantastic being here.
You bet, Matt. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next week again. And Lucia is going back to her microphone to say goodbye.
Thank you so much, Matt. You take care.
Thank you, Lucia. You guys both take care, and I'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Sounds good.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. All right. Listen, you know, we've got a great – I just want to go over our lineup this week, this month as well. Next week, we're going to have Mike Wright from the School of Ramtha. He's going to be on the show.
Oh,
he's actually
going
to be an instructor.
Yep.
Coming up next week also, the Body Talk show starts next week, Monday night
with
at 8 p.m.
Cereo Gardner. We're
that's
so excited.
Right.
Yes.
Richard Bartlett's going to be on. Christopher Howard. We've got Frida's Woo Woo Juice coming back.
I love Frida.
We've got Joan Casey, Marge Kudaback. We've got Herman Novak. Who else we got on? We've got Diane Ruth Shoemaker coming back. We've got Brenda Miller. We've got Dr. Cass, Cindy Evans, We've got Mick Avery coming back.
Ooh, they're coming back. Mick and Sylvia are coming back.
February 28th,
oh,
yes.
Awesome.
So we're in for a heck of a month this month. We've got some great guests, and March is even looking better.
Yeah, and don't forget, Woman of Wisdom is happening this month, too.
That's
so,
right.
So keep that on your calendar of to-do, because we have Vicky...
Vicky Noble,
thank you, who's coming in
this week.
Yes, right. So stay tuned for that. Everybody, have a wonderful day. Keep your intentions pure. Remember, think about it. What are you intending for your life? What do you want to create your day to be?
Exactly.
And have a wonderful day.
Have a great day. We'll see you soon.